I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The 1994 genocide in Rwanda left an estimated 800,000 people dead. But it was the death of one man that triggered it. That man was Juvenal Habyarimana. He was the president of Rwanda until April 6, 1994. That's when a plane carrying Habyarimana was shot down as it came in for landing in Kigali, the Rwandan capital. The killing unleashed the genocide. Now, a former ally of current Rwandan President Paul Kagame has made an explosive accusation about that catalytic event. Teogen Rudasingwa posted a statement on Facebook alleging that Kagame was personally responsible for shooting down the plane. The BBC's Mark Doyle was in Rwanda throughout most of the genocide in 1994. Mark, we know the broad strokes of the saga of the shooting down of the plane, both sides blaming each other and the genocide that followed. What did Mr. Rudasingwa actually say, though?
Well, what Teogen Rudasingwa has said is that Paul Kagame boasted to him, really, a couple of months after the genocide started in April 1994, boasted to him that he had been responsible for shooting down this plane. Now, these allegations have been made before. It's been kind of generally accepted. Certainly, it's the narrative of the Rwandan government that it was extremists in the Hutu regime who committed the genocide against Tutsis and moderate Hutus who shot down the plane. But there have been allegations from France and others in the past that Paul Kagame has questions to answer on this and some direct allegations against him. But what's so explosive about this allegation is that Teogen Rudasingwa was a very close ally of Paul Kagame during the war. I met Rudasingwa just a few days after the plane had gone down. He was on the front line. He was directing troops. He was the ideologue, if you like, for the party and the army that Paul Kagame was running. He was in that close circle. So for somebody who was so close to Kagame to have made this allegation, somebody who was in a position to know the truth at least, we don't know whether he is telling the truth, of course, but he's in a position perhaps to know the truth, to make this allegation is politically explosive.
I was going to ask you, is he credible?
Well, he's a very careful, thoughtful, articulate politician, and he has admitted in his statement that he's been lying all of these years by presenting the thesis that it was, in fact, the other guys, the Hutus, who did the shooting down of the plane, and he says he regrets those lies. So he's admitted that he's lied in the past, and of course he is now a member of the exiled opposition, and so, of course, he could be trying to make political capital out of this. But I think we can be fairly certain that Paul Kagame will be furious that someone who is so close to him has now made this allegation. We don't know, I don't know, the truth of who shot down that plane. Both explanations are plausible in their own way and have their own political explanations. But the really explosive nature of this, it comes in part of the text which Rudasingwa put out in his statement. He says that by doing this, well, the allegation, of course, that Kagame did it, he is, by implication, of course, complicit in the murder of hundreds of thousands of innocent Tutsis who died in the genocide. And, of course, that's political dynamite for Paul Kagame, who is himself a Tutsi.
And why is Mr. Rudasingwa saying this now? Where is he saying it from?
Well, he's saying it from the United States, where he's been based for a while. He's been working as an academic and other things, as well as being politically active in the exiled opposition. But he says he's saying it to come to peace with God and to tell the truth, because the truth is what's necessary to build a country up properly. But of course, everyone will suspect that he's also saying it for political reasons of his own.
Mark, you were there when the genocide happened in 1994. You covered much of it. For you, what is the significance of this allegation by Rudasingwa?
Well, it's really that there are unanswered questions still in Rwanda. I don't know whether Rudasingwa is telling the truth. You know, they're all politicians and they all lie sometimes. But it's really that this is an unanswered question until it's really answered. Politicians will continue to use it for their own purposes. And until it is resolved, Rwanda won't really be at peace.
The BBC's Mark Doyle there.